Florida legislators passed a bill this week that would make first responders eligible for workers' compensation if they are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa spoke with his colleague Abe Abaraya, who has been following this issue since the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Within the first couple months after the Pulse nightclub shooting, Jerry Reelin, one of the hazmat officers who responded to the club, he was having difficulty at work, and he actually kind of came out and started talking to the media about his post-traumatic stress disorder. And it sort of illuminated all the issues with workers' comp for first responders with PTSD. Because the way the law is right now, you have to have a physical injury to get coverage for PTSD, and that's for lost wages.
Since Pulse, there have been other mass shootings, including the Las Vegas concert and now Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. You've talked to Lieutenant Rob Ramirez, a firefighter who responded to the Parkland shooting. He told you about first responders who were overwhelmed with victims who had what he called battlefield injuries.
The men and women that responded to that call 10 minutes before that call are not the same men and women that walked away from it today. I know I'm not the same person I was the morning I went to work.
Abe, can you explain what PTSD is and how first responders are affected by it?
So post-traumatic stress disorder is characterized by reliving a traumatic event through flashbacks, through nightmares. But what you're seeing in particular with Parkland, because this event is so fresh, it wouldn't necessarily become post-traumatic stress disorder yet. You know, having these sort of reactions to, a mass shooting, that's a typical response. It becomes a disorder if the symptoms don't go away in a month or two, or you start having trouble at work, or you start having issues at home.
The governor said this week that he plans to sign this bill. How will it help first responders?
So essentially, you'd be able to get lost wages, and you'd be able to get what's considered indemnity benefits. So if your post-traumatic stress disorder is disabling, you would be able to get a settlement, from your employer or from the insurance carrier, basically to compensate you for the fact that you're not going to be able to work or not going to be able to work as a first responder going forward.
You're working on a project with ProPublica that focuses on this issue. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're spending 2018 looking into this issue. There's sort of this recognition for decades when it comes to veterans dealing with PTSD. We don't have that same recognition for police officers and firefighters and paramedics and EMTs. So we have these stories up on the website right now, and we also have a survey. We're asking first responders to come out and to take the survey to let us know what's going on, because our reporting is only as strong as the people who let us tell the story.
What do you hope to learn from the surveys of first responders?
We've already gotten, more than 50 responses since the story came out last week. And we want to go through these responses and look for trends and to see, maybe there are stories that we're looking for that we're considering, but maybe there's something that we haven't seen yet because, there isn't very good national data on this. So this is something that we're hoping to get these stories out there and to figure out, what issues maybe we don't know already.
I know sometimes there's stigma surrounding mental health issues. Have you found anything like that with PTSD?
In first responders in particular, it is very, very stigmatized. They have the mentality of you go on the call, you deal with what you deal with, you leave it in your locker and you go home, and that's how, you deal with these issues.
Well, Abe Abaraya from Health News Florida, good luck with your project and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And by the way, if you are a first responder or a family member, you can fill out that PTSD survey at ProPublica.org/PTSD.